Zenson KBI on the deck, player reports.
The Navy destroyer USS Higgins navigates the congested waters of Southern California. During a recent training mission, they deploy a Kingfisher, a type of active sonar that trails behind the ship on a long tether. They use it to hunt for mines, but the sound can seriously injure whales. As they leave San Diego Bay, below deck, the crew monitors a map on a computer screen. Lieutenant Eileen Allegra says that map tells them whether it's safe to turn on the sonar.
It came up and said there's no restrictions. And it tells us, you know, if a whale comes, you know, this close to you, make sure you power down the sonar by this much.
The Navy created this detailed protocol over several years in response to lawsuits brought by environmental groups. Some of the Navy's most intense training happens in the waters between California and Hawaii. Carrier groups train here before deploying to the Pacific. The Marines practice amphibious landings along the California coast. But these sounds can disrupt marine life. Brett Hartle is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
Many marine mammals, so beaked whales, blue whales, humpback whales, they rely on sound. If they can't hear, if their hearing is damaged, they're basically as good as dead. It's the way they communicate. It's often the way they find food.
A 2015 settlement in a federal lawsuit required the Navy to reduce the use of active sonar. Certain habitat is also off limits to the military during parts of the year, including a blue whale foraging area off the coast of San Diego. But the Navy's proposed plan loosens some of those restrictions. Alex Stone is the Navy's project manager for the new plan.
Instead of in the context of litigation, we've looked at everything new using science, using what is practical for us to implement in terms of mitigation measures.
Stone says the new plan will still take into account sensitive habitat and lays out when and where the Navy can use sonar and detonate explosives. But Hartle says the plan erases some of the progress they fought for over the years.
The Navy has restricted some of their activities in the past. Now they're sort of backsliding a little bit, and we're concerned about that because there are reasonable ways of dealing with both military training and protecting marine mammals.
Cast off, I'm ready!
Environmentalists want the Navy to limit explosions and sonar in more areas where they know marine mammals congregate at certain times of the year. But that would likely mean fewer exercises close to shore, and the Navy resists moving exercises farther out to sea.
All right, guys.
At the end of their first day of exercises, the USS Higgins was still close enough to shore that a group of visiting midshipmen from the Naval Academy could still go back to San Diego on board small landing craft. Stone says going farther from shore isn't practical.
We want to be as efficient as we can with our training and having our forces steam, you know, hundreds of miles out before they can even start training just doesn't work well.
The Navy trains spotters to scan the horizon for marine mammals. They're supposed to shut down exercises if they see a whale breaching nearby. But Hartle says even trained spotters can't see what's under the water. Species like the endangered beak whale aren't easy to locate.
I mean, I've been out on the ocean. I've done whale surveys. They're hard to find. Beak whales are only 10, 15 feet long. And in a big ocean, it's easy to miss them.
In June, the California Coastal Commission unanimously rejected the Navy's plan. The two sides say they're still talking. The Navy actually doesn't need California's approval. The National Marine Fisheries Service does have to approve the plan. The current plan expires December 25th. And of course, the new plan, like the last one, could end up in court. I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.